Well, here we go. It is time for Experts on Call. Becky Coles in for Mike Nabors. And today for Experts on Call, our very special guest, it is Bobby Assadurian. Just Ask Bob from Triple R Inc. And if you have any questions and you don't feel brave enough to call into the show, you can visit him online, triplerinc.ca. But we certainly encourage you to give us a call, 1-877-820-2426. No question is a stupid question when it comes to your home.
That's true. How are you today, Becky?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. I'm very excited to finally be on air with you.
Yeah, this is, we've been talking about it for a while.
A long time.
Now it's finally happening. And
well, for today, it's the Becky and Bob show.
That's right, yes. Watch out. That's all I can
watch
say.
Watch out.
So, yeah, busy week?
Oh, it's been incredible. It's been very busy, not just the last week. I have to say, in honesty, the last 2 years.
Oh, good.
When we plummeted, went straight into this recession, depression, as many call it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had work, if I chose to, for 7 days a week.
Wow.
I mean, every now and then I need a Sunday off. Everybody mm-hmm. needs rest. But it's been amazing. The home renovation tax credit helped.
Yeah.
A lot of the networking. I mean, radio, being on radio, writing for Silver and Gold. Also now writing for Business and Construction Times, mm-hmm. my two columns.
Being on Cable 14.
Well, Cable 14, the acting, the home improvement segments. Really, honestly, the old-fashioned approach, being really, really kind, being good and being honest to people.
Yeah, and it still works. You know, people forget about
that.
But if you're up front with people and what they see is what they get, they feel a lot more comfortable bringing you into their home and spending the money to get it done properly the first time.
Nothing beats references. References really do truly count. Email's mm-hmm. great. Technology, you know, looking up everything. It's just such a technological approach. But when you break it right down to the human element, one neighbor telling their neighbor or their cousin, their relative, their friend, their coworker, hey, Bobby was in. Or whoever so-and-so was in, he did a great job. He was honest. Hands down, that's the best.
Well, and I think, too, anybody can have a friend or a brother or a cousin or a wife write them one reference. But when you have a whole stack of them and you're referring people, that's worth its weight in gold.
Well, I like to say I've written the book on references. references get interesting. My statement or my philosophy on references is there's no such thing as too much.
Mm-hmm.
My standard new customer orientation package has 10 references in it. These are 10 homeowners from the area. And it's funny, I spread around so many areas. Just yesterday I was telling a lady, some of these references are within 2 blocks from here. People mm-hmm. that live in your own neighborhood. 10 homeowners, actually 2 are businesses, names and phone numbers, and they will tell people, was I timely? Was the original price quoted, the final price submitted? That's the best. I mean, contractors that give 3 references, I mean, I've heard everything. I've heard homeowners telling me the contractor wouldn't supply references until after they awarded the job. Makes no sense.
How does that work?
No, it makes no sense. Or they say they don't have references, the sheet's missing, the paper's missing, or they come up with 3. 3 doesn't cut it. Anybody can come up with or make up 3 references,
mm-hmm.
or even the worst contractor can get it right 3 times.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You need these references because you've really got to go. I mean, if you you dig through the list, you find 1 or 2 people you phoned, they're a little hesitant, they don't seem to really want to cooperate on the phone, or they're rushy,
mm-hmm.
they may be worried about a lawsuit. I mean, we live in a litigious society. I've never
yeah.
heard of it happening, but technically, there's the term slander. I mean, it works more with previous employers.
Yeah.
Not as much for contractors and references, but who knows? I mean, these people might be afraid to speak ill about the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for some reason, they gave their consent as a reference, but then there was warranty issues, things went wrong.
Yeah.
So if you find some hesitation with 1 or 2, call more. Now, the other thing, too, is visit the job. I mean, again, it's up to the person. If it's something small, just whatever you feel comfortable with. Let's say generally, if it's a lot of money, if it's a big job,
yeah.
go out and look at it. This contractor is going to do a basement, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. They're going to remodel a kitchen or a bathroom. Ask the contractor, besides the list of references, can you X off or check mark which of those homeowners or others, may I go down and personally view the job? I get asked this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people scrutinize me. People put the screws to me literally because they know I'm on radio here. So they say, okay, can we go see some jobs?
Yeah.
And I have, 3 homeowners. And good thing, it sort of varies with the type of work.
Yeah.
And of course, with consent, make an appointment, the right time. I don't like to be there, though. I find it's a bit of a conflict.
Because they feel like they got to.
Well, no, I mean, that's
pander,
the thing.
Right?
I feel like maybe the prospective new customer is going to think that my old customer is not going to be as forthright if I'm standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to intrude. I mean, I'll broker it. I'll make sure the homeowner's fine once again. Put the new prospective customer in touch with my past customer. They'll go look at it. They'll view it. And we just did this just last month for a masonry project. It wasn't your typical chimney. It was a very large job.
Well, a friend of mine's a painter, and he prides himself doing a proper paint job and exceeding what anyone else would expect.
You hit the nail on the head, exceeding. You want to shock him, like you want to surprise them.
Yeah, and he says you can go to any of my clients and they will allow you to come in and look at the paint job.
Good
and
for him.
He prides himself on that because he wants you to see what he's done. He doesn't want you to just hire him.
He's proud of it. He's proud of his work. But the thing, too, you mentioned, it seems like it's a friendship as well. He's not only building a customer-client reputation with these people. It's friendship.
Yeah.
I send out Christmas cards every year. I've had, I mean, what nearly brought tears to my eyes was the birth of both my boys, Pete and Nick, who are now 5 and 2. Tons and tons of my customers around that time, just prior, just after, they were sending cards. I've even brought my kids over sometimes when I have to. I mean, these boys are wild. Trust me. You can see the enthusiasm I have on air. You should see my boys. They're wild.
Oh, no.
So sometimes to help my wife out there, I mean, I've even had to bring the kids to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not work, but what I call going out on sales or meeting a customer, dropping off paperwork or whatnot.
Right, yeah.
They've given my kids gifts, toys. I mean, the way the relationship develops, it's just outstanding.
That's fantastic, yeah. You're listening to Experts on Call. We are with Just Ask Bob, Bobby Asadurian from Triple R Inc. You can go to triplerinc.ca if you have any questions or want to learn more about him, see some of his latest appearances on TV. We were going to talk about a few questions that you brought in,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have some questions here. And speaking of TV, one came in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually answer the office line that late, but it was well after 10 o'clock last night. You know, the phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up the phone. It was a good evening, Triple R, at that hour. And it was a very nice gentleman from Milton.
Oh, great.
Now, he was very, very needy or wanting. He wouldn't accept no for an answer about me going to do his basement in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I explained to him, it's just out of my area.
Yeah.
You know, and he tried again to explain that it's just beside Burlington. But, you know, I know where Milton is. I have a friend who lives there. And, you know, in case I know he's listening or he does listen in when he can. You know, I even turned down his basement project.
Right.
It's just you have to draw the line somewhere. And
well,
in my
next thing you know, you're in Collingwood,
well,
right?
Well, no, exactly. No, I mean, it won't end. I tried to tell him, I know it's beside Burlington. I know I work in Burlington. But, I mean, I'm tied into this community.
Yeah.
I'm here for radio. I'm here writing columns. I'm here meeting my engineer, running around on quotes. It's not just the distance to Milton and back. It's all the time I'd have to leave to come here and do what I have to do during the working hours.
Yeah, that's
right. And I'm picky. By no means, and this is important as well to people that know, I don't book a whole bunch of jobs. I'm not a farming agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't endorse or appreciate those. I talk a lot about that in my book, A Contract You Bring Home to Mom. There's contracting companies that'll book tons of work. They'll farm it all out to whoever.
Yeah.
They'll bump in the Joe at Tim Hortons. Oh, hey, you look handy. Go do this job, that job. Here are the work orders.
Oh, no.
So the situation here was this gentleman, I was really pleased. I was very overwhelmed that he caught my episode yesterday of Just Ask Bob Home Improvement segments on Cable 14.
Mm-hmm.
So he watched me on television, and he said to me that it had to be me. Now, what I explained to him was, I just can't, but what I will do for him, and I was really, again, flattered that he watched the show and he wanted it to be me. So what I'm going to do, and I offer this to many people, I'm going to consult them from beginning to end.
Right.
And this may make or break it because he was scared. I mean, I'll tell you in honesty, he wasn't nervous. He was petrified about hiring a contractor to do this large, large, large scale fancy basement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told him, right from the work orders, right from the information, right from material specs, issues he may have as things arise, send me photos, send me emails, send me information. I'll quote you to beginning to end. And, you know, it's the least I can do. It's just, again, another segment or another theme of this Just Ask Bob of helping people.
Yeah.
And I don't mind because I truly enjoy this. I've been doing this for as far back as when I was a child, just one way or another helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I developed it one day as the fifth page on the website called Just Ask Bob, I would have never guessed, never dreamed that within 3 years later, it would be Just Ask Bob on magazine, Just Ask Bob column in newspaper, radio show, and the TV acting segments.
Yeah.
So in his case, again, for that gentleman, as I mentioned to him, or anybody out there that's petrified or scared, rightly so. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Basements can range from, and I don't believe any basement that's done for $10,000 or $15,000. Usually it's cash, it's off the books, it's not done with permits.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at anywhere between minimum $20,000 and up, and easily up to $50,000. For some of these people that want what I call a duplication of the main floor. Some homeowners want a bedroom down there.
Yep.
They want a kitchen. They want a wet bar. They want a three-piece bathroom and a living room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've just quoted your main floor.
Yeah, you've just done half your house over.
Half your house over. And guess what? It's below grade. It's in the earth. It costs way more than doing it on the main floor because there's a lot of variables. So the first thing anybody has to understand, and this applies to absolutely anything in your home, Learn about it yourself. My dad used to always say to not get ripped off car mechanics, car stuff. He says, you don't have to be a mechanic, Bob. You don't need to go out there and get your class A. Mm-hmm. Have an understanding. Know the difference between an alternator and a tailpipe.
Yeah.
So you're going to get something fixed on your car. You've got some comprehension. You've got some theory in your head. So again, research the basement, the products, the contractors. Information is power. Knowledge is key, and you're going to, it'll work out. It'll work out.
1-877-820-2426 if you have a question. And Mark called in with a question. Hi, Mark. You can ask your question to Just Ask Bob.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad. I don't have a question, Mark. I am actually owner of a small company that's grown quite large, and I do most of all the quotes myself, and all of our work comes from word of mouth, and we can't possibly keep up. I'm turning down work regularly. One of the things that I do when I do a quote is even if they want to go ahead with the job right on the spot, I demand that they get other quotes, at least a couple other ones.
Good for you. You're confident. I like that.
I don't have to see the quotes, but and I tell these people all the time, unless you get other quotes, you have no respect for what I'm doing for you right now.
Correct. Now, do you have the 10-day cooling period stipulated in your work order?
I got a 30-day cooling period.
You know what? You are confident. Good for you. Good for you. No, I mean, it's important. I've got the 10-day cooling period as well. But I always insist also, most recently, again, they were elderly people. And in one case, English seemed to be a barrier for them. And I actually insisted that they take time to call my references, not them, but have a family member intervene. Mm-hmm. Because I'm careful about, you know, down the road having problems. So I literally put a 1 or 2 week pause on that. And they were ready. They were ready to write the check, hand it to me. I mean, I've got work each and every day, but I told them, when I come back here, have your son or daughter here, neighbor, coworker, whoever, somebody to sort of intervene here with the language barrier. Or in the one case when it was the senior, I said, I'd like to meet with your daughter or son as well, because those were complicated jobs. They were really, you know, reality's perception, so there was a lot of outcomes to the job. But good for you, Mark. You seem to be one of the few good ones out there.
Well, it's all about, understanding. If they don't understand me, then, I even had to get somebody's priest in because they had nobody else. I would not go forward until they got somebody they felt comfortable with there to move on with this. And, one of the things I tell people that you're not going to be just satisfied with our work. You will be impressed.
That's important. Excellent. How long have you been in business, Mark?
I've been in this business over 30 years, and I've had my own company for about 15.
For 15. Good. We need more of us. We need more of us out there.
I haven't spent a dime on advertising, and I've got customers everywhere.
Well, I always said in the beginning, I couldn't afford advertising. Simply put, I couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. And then when I was able to afford it, I didn't need it.
No, so too much word of mouth.
I didn't call up to blow my own horn, but if I could talk to you off air, I'll give you a little bit more
information. Oh, no, most definitely. Please do. RRRinc.ca. Visit my website. I think we have a lot in common, and I would love at some point to even sit down and have a coffee with you. Please correspond with me through the website. Send me your contact information, and I'd love to follow off with you off air.
Okay, what's the contact information?
Oh, yes, RRRinc.ca. So it's the word RRRinc.ca. That's our website. You'll find my phone number, email, everything's in there.
I'll send you my website.
Terrific. Thanks so much,
Mark.
Again, Mark.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Bye.
We have another caller on the line.
That was refreshing, though. That was nice.
I know. It's nice when you can hear from someone that's on the same wavelength
as
you. And they're not, they're as interested as you are in not ripping people off and just doing the right job the first time. This is Suzanne's on the line with a question as well. Suzanne's from Burlington. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi there. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you? It's a pleasure to hear you.
It's nice to hear from you as well. I have a question, actually. I wanted you to clarify the difference between hiring a contractor and hiring a handy person.
Yes, correct. Excellent question.
Great question. Thanks, Suzanne.
Now, again, not to knock handy people, a handy person or a handyman, but I find, to be honest with you, the majority, not all of them, and you have to scrutinize and find this out for yourself, but the majority of them lack commercial liability insurance. Now, following the letter of the law, I mean, you have to have it. Mm-hmm. Homeowners insurance, will not cover it, period. I've had tons of homeowners tell me, oh, you know, we've got broad form, this form, that form. Your homeowner's insurance will not cover it. Mm. You are
so what happens, for example, if I just need somebody to come and put up some shelving and some basic housework, do they still need to be insured, or does my
have to determine if you wish to take the risk. There's no law that says he has to have insurance if you're okay with it. So, for example, if it's something small, you want to basically, you know, accept the risk. I mean, maybe even want to be there and watch him in that case. You have to weigh in your own mind, you know, because you're accepting the risk, what you want to do. Do you want to watch them? Do you want to trust them? That's fine. You can hire them. Most often, they're more affordable. I mean, again, because it's about infrastructure. Lack of infrastructure or too much infrastructure affects the cost. The outcome of the cost you're going to pay is, including skills or whatnot. So you can hire him or her, but be careful that they don't, you know, bust up the home or damage it. The other issue is personal liability if they're hurt. Now, again, most handy people or companies of that sort, they don't have workplace safety insurance coverage, or if they don't have employees, they don't have to have it, but they should have their own coverage. Mm-hmm. Like myself, I have coverage from Great West Life if I'm injured. So all in all, if this person doesn't have any coverage, if they're hurt, now if they're hurt for real or hurt for fake, I mean, that there's a point there. Mm. They can be hurt where it's real, ambulance or whatnot, or they can just say their back hurts. Now, again, this is the interesting case because your homeowner's insurance will cover you. But you don't want it to.
No,
because pretty well now they'll sue you. They'll put a claim against you. You know, you can say it's real. It's not. I mean, you can take them. They'll take you to court for it, and you can try to defend yourself. But all in all, though, the $1 million or $2 million liability coverage that's through your homeowner's property insurance, that will cover you. But I mean, you don't want to make a claim for that. I mean, again, you don't make a claim in homeowner's insurance. That can be an issue nowadays. So
it sounds to me like there's a whole other book in this.
Oh, yes, book number two. Well, no, even my original book, though, I believe I've dedicated almost a chapter to that and also a chapter to how do you pay these people, which is sort of part two of your question there, I believe. There's a difference in how they're paid now. Most handy people or handymen or whatnot, I mean, some of them don't have a lot of money or they don't have lines of credit. It's just sort of a very small business. Another sad notice, too, a lot of them aren't legitimate. I mean, I'm not knocking that area of those people, but they should have a business license. They should be real. They should remit taxes. Now, they may only want to deal with cash because, I mean, they're on social assistance or they work somewhere else. They don't want to raise the amount of their, you know, line 150 on their income tax return. So if you pay them cash, I mean, you're in trouble. You know, you're violating the law. You're violating yourself. You're not getting any warranty. I mean, anything could happen. It's just not covered. Now, some of them may want you to pay them by the hour. Now, that's not smart. I do not recommend that at all. You may love it because you've got this low hourly rate and you're thinking this is great as far as those big contractors that just charge a contract price. But the funny thing is, Suzanne, when are they clocking in from? When their alarm clock rings at home, when they wake up for bed, are they including their travel time, their lunches? When they break a drill bit because they've got usually insufficient tools, are they also clocking you by the hour while they're running to the big box store, you know, back and forth three times because they forgot to buy something? You're a manager now. You're a supervisor of this paid by the hour person. So in a sense, you're stepping in the shoes of a general contractor, and these are somewhat your employees. So the law frowns on this sometimes. There are legalities that way because if it's proven that you're really paying them by the hour, you may have to take deductions off them. You know, the law may see you as being their employer. So there's a gray area there as far as workplace safety insurance board coverage goes.
Okay, right.
What I prefer naturally, and I mean it's because what I am, you know, with a general contractor, what you get is a contract price. We're contractors, we give you a contract price. If we break your toilet while we're installing it, we'll give you a new one. If we tell you if the job takes twice as long, it's the same price. If it takes a little less because we're quicker, it's the same price. It's a flat rate coverage, flat price. You know where you're set. You know what you're dealing with. It's the safest method possible.
Okay, well, thank you so much for answering my question.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Suzanne. Okay. That's great. That's a great question. When we come back, more questions for Just Ask Bob. This is Ask the Experts, 1-877-820-2426 with your questions. This is Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. This is Ask the Experts with Just Ask Bob, Bobby Asadurian from Triple R Inc. You can go to his website, RRInc.ca. If you have any questions, you can certainly call us as well, 1-877-820-2426. And a special guest in the studio, Rob from just down the hall, had a question for Just Ask Bob.
How are you, Rob?
Good, Bob. Thanks for taking my question here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Got a three-story apartment building on the side. There's stucco on top of brick, but in front of the brick is insulation, and about an area of about I'd say 4 by 3 feet, the stucco fell off. So it's there used to be a window there, and I don't think that they sealed it properly.
Ah.
And there's no mesh. They just basically put the stucco on top of the styrofoam or the insulation, and it's fallen out. So my concern is water getting in and causing a bubble or more of a problem.
That's the key, though, that the window was there. That's interesting. That definitely is I would not say that's a defect in the stucco. I'd say that's workmanship. They really skimped around the window there. Now, as far, you really should repair it quickly. Water getting in will damage the surrounding area. So it's really important you address it soon enough. To be honest, I mean, I don't do stucco. I don't specialize in it. Stucco is one of those trades where, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but it's going to be a difficult process for you because there's a limited amount of stucco installers in our city. And obviously, all of them, they work for builders. So, I mean, the builders, you have to understand, you know, the principles behind it. The builders are their bread and butter. They give them homes after homes to do. So when these people leave the new home builder to come do your repair or your new installation, they're charging you for a small repair like that. I mean, you'll notice in the cost almost what it would cost to do a whole wall. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They blackball you there. I mean, they have the ball in their court and they take advantage of it, which, you know, seems to be the case with most trades that are tied to builders. So you have to definitely get a few different people in, you know, negotiate, discuss it with them, but do not hire them. This rule applies most important with stucco. Don't hire them unless you've seen their work.
Yeah.
Because stucco is an interesting product. I've seen quite a variety of it. It's not always done the way it should be. Now, you had a window there, so it has to be sealed properly. That must be corrected and addressed, bolted. There must have been some flex, some movement. That window was not either removed properly, you know, sealed properly, and now you've got that area popping off.
Yeah, I think they put the insulation on top of the window, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but they should have probably put some mesh there.
Correct.
And then on top of the mesh, they could have probably – could they apply concrete or some sort of a concrete –
Well, yes, they could have applied that,
compound?
But a lot of it's the compound or the bonder.
Yeah.
But in this case, more specifically, the window needs to – should have been pulled out, and the area should have been closed off properly to stop movement because you've got too many properties now. You've got a window that was there, temperature, humidity, things react differently. So that window that's there is reacting differently, expansion and contraction compared to the surrounding area that didn't have a window.
Right.
And it's that movement. It doesn't take a lot. A little bit of movement, pop. Let some moisture in, and now you've got the damaged area or the section that's fallen off.
So opening up that opportunity, because I don't necessarily need a stucco person, I could get somebody that just does regular parging, correct?
Oh, no, correct. Right? Somebody that parge. But, I mean, what's important to them, what I would ask you if I just met you or came down the quote, it's how important are aesthetics? Do you wish this to be patched
Not
in?
Important at all.
Okay.
As long as
okay.
it's patched.
No. Well, no, you're okay then. I mean, you'll have a better time at it. But, I mean, paramount, though, that it lasts.
Yeah.
I mean, so again, somebody then, you don't have to necessarily have a stucco person do it, but I would still try that. Because, again, they specialize in it.
Yeah.
But if you find they're just price gouging with the market and it's not working out, try calling in somebody that works in repairs then with, typical repairs that doesn't have to just specialize in stucco.
Okay, great. I'll probably look to you for some people you could recommend
to definitely put
the mesh on and I think probably scaffolding or...
To be able to get up there. No, definitely.
It's, three stories,
it's an issue
right?
with the height. So it's got to be done safely.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That was great,
Rob.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Hard to believe it's been half an hour already.
I can't believe it at all.
You know,
we really need an hour.
It's true. That's becoming the new slogan of the show.
True.
We really need an hour.
Well, with popular demand, I'm sure we're going to get it.
That's right. So RRRinc.ca, if they want to ask you a question, your phone number's on there. They can send you an email.
I'm always there, and I'm more than happy to answer back.
Thanks for coming in today. This was great.
Thank you. Thank you, Hamilton.
And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
That's great. So that was Just Ask Bob.